the film and TV business making a comeback here in the city. Alec Pisios is the president of Chicago's largest movie studio, CineSpace, and a lot of buzz about your particular space there, Alex. I heard you had a visit yesterday from a prominent studio. I won't name which one because I know this is ongoing, but it was just cool because I'm like, hey, will you come on the show to talk about this? You're like, hey, actually today we've got this big visit going on, so it's just more proof that things are buzzing over there.
Yes. Hey, thanks, Anna. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it.
Yeah, it's buzzing. It's busy even today. I mean, we had a phone call from Hulu and a phone call from FX about other projects that want to film in Chicago, and it's hard to believe, with 42 sound stages, and they're all full right now, which is a good problem to have with a bunch of old shows and new shows.
Yeah, so Chicago PD, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, don't they do a lot of shooting over there? What else?
Yeah. So and then now we have the new the spinoff from the TV show Power, which is called Force. We have two legendary shows called Paper Girls and Light Years. And then you have The Chi coming back for season, I believe it's 4. Southside is coming back, that comedy from Comedy Central, season 2. And it's exciting. It's just good to have, when the COVID hit, you're used to seeing 10 to 15,000 people walking around the campus at any time, and then there was nobody. So it's just nice to have the heartbeat is pumping again.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And I wonder how are the things must look very different now when they're filming, making all kinds of changes to the way it gets done for safety reasons. I mean, can you talk about a little of that, too?
Yeah, no, the one thing about this business is safety. I mean, the amount of testing that these shows do daily is incredible. And then on top of that, of course, with all the proper sanitation devices, staying away from each other, social distancing. But the main thing is the testing. I mean, Wolf Films in particular, they have CVS here on an actual stage that does testing every day on the workers. So it's worked out really well.
Mm-hmm. And so actors are coming back. Everybody's, like, crew members are all feeling more comfortable, right? They're doing their jobs again.
Yes. Yeah, no, since, pretty much the NBC, when they came back, which was sometime in August, September, I mean, they've really controlled it with the testing, and there hasn't been any at all major outbreaks, and it's really been successful.
Yeah, and I heard it's almost, what would you say, it's pre-pandemic levels now, or how?
It's coming back. There's no doubt about it. It's coming back. The phones are ringing, and during the COVID, all the stages, the studios were closed down, like ourselves. So what did that cause? We found out is people stayed home and obviously watched a lot of television shows, but none were being produced during those months. So there's such a backlog in creating content now, and individuals want it. So, it's busy. It's really busy.
Yeah, that's kind of cool to see. I mean, don't you just walk around your space sometimes, and now I'm sure and think, wow, this is just incredible. You think about how many shows are based in Chicago now, big shows, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, the best part is a lot of these shows, like the, Paper Girls that just came here and Light Years, they're not set in Chicago, which is really when it's become successful. In the past, if it was supposed to be set in Chicago, a lot of times you would get it shot in Chicago. But now you're getting, Empire, which was here for roughly 6-7 seasons. I mean, that was set in New York. And we've had other shows, set in Washington, D.C. or set in Minnesota. And they're using Chicago, which is great.
It is cool. Yeah, you're right. I remember, they always have the set in Chicago places. Even My Big Fat Greek Wedding, as you and I will both have seen many times because of our ancestry. That was filmed in Chicago. Like one scene, like when they walked along the Greektown street, that was in Chicago. But everything else, wasn't it like in Canada or something?
Yeah, it was in Toronto at my family studios in Toronto. Just like,
get out.
Yeah, the movie Chicago, the Richard Gere one, that won the Oscar, that was actually filmed in CineSpace in Toronto.
Oh my gosh! And it does, yeah. Chicago. They don't look the same, and you can always tell as a Chicago. And you're like, wait a minute, that's not Chicago. I mean, you can even tell, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
And they do a great job, but I could still tell. I saw that the Chicago Film Office stopped permitting projects, like just absolutely you couldn't even film right at the beginning of the pandemic, and then they've kind of
loosened. It was a complete shutdown, Anna. It was, and it happened like almost overnight. I mean, you'd walk around the studio here, and you'd see half bottles of Coke, and people just they left very, very quickly, and it was almost like a movie in itself.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. This is going to create. This is going to be like, content. So this is going to cause, like, isn't this going to be the subject matter for content? Do you see any sort of pandemic related type things being done, or people wearing masks on camera? Because I haven't seen that yet in any film or TV show I've seen. People don't wear masks. It's like that doesn't exist. Maybe they're not set present day. But what are you noticing?
Chicago Med is definitely doing a lot of that. I mean, Chicago Med, when you watch those episodes, they got the masks on. A lot of the storylines are with COVID. Obviously, I mean, it's a medical show. So there you definitely see it. You did see a little bit on Fire and PD, too, but definitely Chicago Med more than ever.
Mm-hmm. And what about the big...
Go ahead.
What about the big movies? Are they coming back here, too?
Well, Batman came and did some location work. I did have a phone call from Paramount about 2 weeks ago about a major feature that's looking to come here too. So that's coming too. But we really love the TV shows because the TV shows, they're here longer. You got a chance that they can get picked up. They create so many more jobs and longer jobs, and it's really been a big help with our the way the television is done here. It's with the internship program, which what I'm really excited about is we take anywhere from 10 to 15 high school graduates from underserved communities and give them paid internships on these shows. And then after that, if they still like the business, we actually get them into the union. And we're at about 92% of the kids that have come through our program are actually working now on the show. So that's actually the most exciting part of everything coming back, is you're able to get a lot of these kids back to work.
How about that? And so local kids have a shot at being in the industry, and that's pretty cool. Because, when I was growing up, you had to leave Chicago pretty much. If you really wanted to pursue film or TV, you went to L.A. or New York or something like that. But there are real opportunities here now, sounds.
Oh, yeah. No, really. It's DePaul University, which has a part of their film campus on our lot. About 6 months ago, I was talking to the president, and he said, it's unbelievable demographically, because now DePaul is ranked somewhere in the top 20 film schools in the country. He says, we're getting more applications from the West Coast and the East Coast to come to the films, to the school, because the film program is doing so well, where historically, you're absolutely right, people would leave after they would go to school here. They wouldn't stay, but now they're staying and they're getting jobs, and it's exciting.
How about that? What if they want to apply for an internship? How do you do that? Claim one of those spots left?
Yeah, it'd be with the Cinecares Foundation. They can go on the cinecaresfoundation.org email, and Sheila Brown, who is the director of the Cinecares internship program, she's doing a phenomenal job. She's the one that's in charge of that.
Okay. So you got to go back to hanging out with celebrities again. Alex, this tough life. Hey, what's Taylor Kinney really like? Can you be honest with me? Just tell us.
One of the nicest guys you wouldn't believe. We actually are good friends, and he's a wonderful individual, caring guy, very humble. He's a true down to earth guy. He really is.
You know what's really cool? I've noticed that the folks at Chicago Fire and Chicago Med and PD and all those places, the people behind the camera and in front of the camera are getting really involved in Chicago, like charities and the civic life, and like they're becoming like, just really generous with their time and with their dollars, too. I've seen a lot of, examples of that.
Yeah, no, it's great. They've become, most of the cast lives now. I mean, they're residents of Chicago and the state of Illinois. And they really come in here and they want to help. And the charity work they do is incredible. They've really made Chicago their home. And from local restaurants and, tweeting where they're at. And they've done great things for our city. They really have. Yeah.
And you have, too. So thank you, Alex. Thanks for the time today and bringing us up to speed on stuff.
Thank you, Anna. Have a great weekend.
You, too. Enjoy the weekend. Alex Pizios there. He's at CineSpace, the president of Chicago's largest movie studio.